your meal, like Rashbam says, gomer means sudosan. Whenever you finish your meal, then what do you have to do? First thing you have to do is bench. You do not have to make kiddush right away. According to Rabbi Yossi, you will later finish your whole suda. The Yavorah Birkas Amozin, even though it's 12 o'clock at night now on Shabbos, finish your suda and bench. The Yachakach Yikadish, and then you make kiddush. Like the Gemara says, Vasheni Omer Olav Kedushas Hayom. And the second kois, then you make kiddush on the second kois. So Rashbam ends finished off. Omiyu in paras mape, even according to Rabbi Yossi, after he says you have a right to finish your meal. But let's say you don't want to finish the meal. In the middle of your meal now, you want to spread over a cloth over the bread, the challah, the kiddush, and you want to make kiddush right now. Moedi Rabbi Yossi, Yossi's moedi, you're allowed to do that. The whole shechen the shapadami, of course that is very good, that you want to make kiddush right away at the beginning of Shabbos. Because if you're not going to tell me like this, if you're going to tell me according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't make kiddush in the middle of this meal. And there is a little throw like that. Because really this meal you started Friday afternoon, it's a whole dicker meal. It's a meal you're eating in the middle of the weekday. So maybe in the middle of this meal, you're not allowed to make kiddush. So at Rashbam, no. According to Rabbi Yossi Pshit, if you want to, you could cover the chal in the middle of the meal and go in and make kiddush. And I'll bring you raya. Because if you're going to say not like that, and Ladavka come Rabbi Yossi, Rishim of Orchol of Bechaz Amazon, if you could tell me, no, Rabbi Yossi, you have a Ladavka after bench first and end that weekday meal. And now you can first make kiddush. In Cain, Shmuel the Yamakaman. Before we had a Shita Shmuel, Shmuel before said in such a case, when you started your meal Friday afternoon, and now it becomes the beginning of Shabbos, Shmuel said there's a chayv upon you to cover up the challah, and right now make kiddush, and then you can continue your meal. So who is Shmuel go like? Because he has to go according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. That if you wanted to, you're allowed to continue your meal. Because according to Rabbi Yehudi, you can't go. Rabbi Yehudi says you have to end your meal. And Shmuel is saying you are allowed to continue the meal. So who does Shmuel go like? Therefore, Shmuel is going even according to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said, if you want to, you could finish your whole meal and then make kiddush later. But of course, Rabbi Yossi is made, if you want to make kiddush right now, you could do it. So Shmuel is machmir and say, you know what? You have to make kiddush right now. So I guess Shmuel goes and leave it to Rabbi Yossi that says that you have to be purvis mapim, cover up the challah, and make kiddush right then. But Rabbi Yossi Shita is, if you want to, you could first finish your whole meal, and at the end make Birchas Hamazon, and then you first make Kiddush. That's what the Braisa says. For the Gemara now in Lukasha. Amai, it's according to Rabbi Yossi. Amai, v'nimrinu l'tavayu achod akosa. How come you have to have two different kaisas, two different cups of wine? And the first cup of wine, you're making what? You're benching. And then you have to use a second kais. To make kiddush, why can't you use the same kais? On the same kais to yayin you have, first make birchas amazon on it, and when you guys finish benching, then say kiddush on this kais, and then drink the yayin. What do you have to have two different kaises for? Why can't you make kiddush on the same kais you're making birchas amazon on? Like Rashbam says, v'lemino tavayu achad akisa, kiddush hayayim or birchas amazon, unu Rabbi Yossi kaporach. The kasha now is only according to Rabbi Yossi shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Kiva the Masikin, since you have to be Masik, Fitzarech Akira Shulchan, Sarech Shnei Kaisis. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Pshita. You have to mamish take away the whole Suda, Savad is called two different things, benching and Birchas Amazon. Shitaiz also says it, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, first you have to bench. Now the benching, the pshat from benching according to Rabbi Yehuda is, it's called the benching on a sudas choyl. The kiddush al sudas habor is ein loy mishnei makos echotayt explains. That according to Rabbi Yehuda shita is, first you have to bench, and after you bench, then you can make kiddush. Or even if you learn the first gears to hear, that first you make kiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then you bench. But our core point in benching as a pshat is, that's called you're finishing your Friday's meal. You're finishing the choyl's meal. And then you have to start over the Sud L'Kavod Shabbos. So Kiddush, for sure, is coming L'Kavod Shabbos. And that Birchas Hamazon is coming for benching of Chol. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Pshita, you can't use the same Kais for two things. For a Kiddush of Shabbos and for benching of Chol. But the Gemara's Kash is only according to Rabbi Yossi. Like I said, Rabbi Yossi Porach. Kivun the Tavayu Asud Shabbos Kosi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Sud you continue eating now on Shabbos helps you for Suda Shabbos. You don't have to stop this meal and start another meal covered Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to continue this meal, and this meal itself it helps for Shabbos. Could appreciably yell, Ta'ach Suda Oilele Suda Shabbos. This Suda now, since you're eating it now on Shabbos, even though you started this meal Friday afternoon, but since you continue eating it on to Shabbos, this meal is considered a meal of Shabbos. Is Hevel Lamei Matavaya Lachodakosa. That's the most kasha. That these two things, making Kiddush and benching, do both of them on the same kais. Because it's a benching of the Suda Shabbos, and Kiddush is a Kiddush of Kedushas of Shabbos, so the Chura, both things should be said over the same kais. That's the most kasha. Why, according to Rabbi Yitzhak, do you have to have two different kaises? One kais to bench on, or else to make Kiddush first on, and then to bench, why can't you do both of them on the same kais? So Marian says, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes. The klal is, Ein Oimrim Shtei Kedushas HaKais Echad. You're not allowed to make two different Kedushas, two different brachas on the same kais. Like here, you're not allowed to bench, make Birchas HaMozim, and say Kiddush on the same kais. For the Gemara, my time, why not? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, is a Svarom, Lefei Shein Oisen Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs in teklach, in bundles, one after another. Now what Rashban says, chavilos, chavilos, demechtulei kamasli. It looks like you're forced to do it, like you're carrying a big bundle. Now if you're doing a lot of bundles, and you want to do a lot of mitzvahs one time means, it's a big burden upon you to do all these mitzvahs, and you want to get finished with it as easy as possible. That's why it's taking one kais to do two mitzvahs, like you want to get rid of the mitzvahs. So it's a bizoyin, like you'd be mavaz of the mitzvah. That's why you're not allowed to make two brachas on the same kais. The Rashi responding before says, Shnei Kedushois, Birchas HaMozen, that's one thing, Kaira Kedusha, Ke Kiddush HaYoyim, Kalei Mashtei Mitzvahs. There are two different mitzvahs here. There's one mitzvah to bench ala kais, and there's another mitzvah to make Kiddush ala kais. But here's the two separate mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do them together. So Tayyip speaks out the different Menhogim here. Tayyip says, V'yesh Noigim, V'chupo Mitam Zer, Sholei Masheva Brochis, Akais Birchas HaMozen. When you make Sheva Brochis, the same, the kais you use for benching, you're not supposed to use that kais for sheva brochis. Because like Alu Gemara, Einayis Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. El Levi'in kais Acher. That's usually our meaning. That you bench on one kais, and after you get finished benching, then you fill up another kais, and you share the sheva brochis on the other kais. V'yein mevorchen ala sheni borb shagofim, kibit shkva birach al kais, birchas amosim. Ki ein nochel borb pamayim. You don't have to make two brochis, borb shagofim. He said, no, you're allowed to bench and make sheva brachas all on one kais. Why? It's not like our sugi here, that to bench and to say kiddush, here you have to have two different kaises. Why? To train milininu. Because benching is one mitzvah, the mitzvah is brachas a muslim. Even though you're benching on Shabbos, but still a mitzvah is benching. And to make kiddush is a separate mitzvah by itself. Therefore we say, don't do two separate mitzvahs on the same kais. Kiryana b'samach. But here, when you're benching and shein sheva brachis, chodim milsi. He also saw that's like one long thing. The brachas tamos and gurim of brachas nesuyim. How do you make sheva brachis? Only if you benched. It's after benching that you have to make sheva brachis. So sheva brachis is a svaram. That's like a chelik of brachas amozim. It's like one mitzvah, and you're allowed to do both these two brachis on the same kais. But Tayyip also speaks out though of brachas eretzin and nesuyim. When somebody gets married, usually here we use two different kaises. Even according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, that we first make kedushin on one kais, and then after Kriyas Ksuba, when they say the Sheva Brachas for Nesuyin, they use another kais. Why? No gulay mashtei kaises. For time, what's the reasoning? According to Rabbeinu Meshulam, since they're both the same minyan, they're both the minyan of kedushin and Nesuyin, it's one thing you're getting married, the churah should be able to make both brachas on one kais. So why do we have two different kaises? He says a different reason. Because the regilim zebul is there. Usually, they used to make kedushin first, and first a few months later, they would first make nisuyin. So the yama b'ksubis mevorachin v'yachlas erison v'beis erison. Usually, the erison the kedushin is made by the father-in-law's house, by the kallah's house. But v'yachlas chasanim v'beis chasanim, and the nisuyin you make someplace else later on. You make it by the chasan's house. So since it was usually made at two different times, so then pshiti need two different kaisis. It's a long time later. So Ravi need two different kaisis. So even though now the minig is to make kedushin and nesuyin one after another, still we leave it with the minig to use two different kaises. The Yaitis says the nog likras ksuba v'intayim. They read ksuba in between. Very hefsik. Lakach mischavonim. Lakach tzarech beis kaises. That's why you have to have two different kaises. Right. For the Markasha now. For the Marvaloi, is it true that not? You can't make two brachas, two mitzvahs on the same tais. For Tanya, we learned like this. Somebody comes back from davening with Soy Shabbos. Is Mavorach alayayin. First he makes a bracha on the kais bar of Yagofim. The Alamor, then he makes a bar mirash. The Alabsomim, then he makes the psomim. This is according to Beishamai Shita. That first you make the bar mirar, and then you make bar mirash, and then you make the psomim. Not the way we do like the Hillel. The first we make the psomim, then the bar mirash. But this price is going according to Beishamai. That first you make the or, and then you make the psomim. The Yachakach Oimer Avdol Alakois, and then you make Avdol Alakois. The way we make, that's a regular Avdol. So far there's no kasha. You're only doing one mitzvah on this kais. You make an Avdol on the kais Shoyayin. But the kasha is, the Brisa says, the Yemein Lo Yel Kais Echod, let's say somebody was eating Shalashudas. And when he got finished at the end of Shalashudas, he realizes he only has one kais of Yayin left. And the Maisi knows he's going to have to usually use two kaises. Because first you want a bench now, and on Birchas HaMazon you want a bench on a kais. And then later you know, after your bench, you're going to have to make Avdolah on a kais. And you only have now one kais of Yayin left. So what should you do? Leave it till after you get finished eating, till you make the bench. And make all the brachas together on this one kais. In other words, bench and make Avdolah on the same kais. So who you see, you're allowed to do two different mitzvahs on the same kais. You're benching, and you're making Avdol on the same kais. Before we said, Ein lois the mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Gemara says, Poshid. Ein lois shani. Here we're talking about in modern case. The guy only has one kais of wine. So in the case when you're stuck, you have no way out, pshit, it's better to make both brachas on one kais than not to make the two brachas at all. But when you do have two kaises, matchil, you're supposed to use two kaises. Here, the person had no other reitzah. He had no more wine, so then he's allowed to do it. Hadrash Bam says, Bavorach ala yayin tchila fi shu todir, v'todah koydim. You always make the bar priya gofen, because that's the bracha that always comes most often. So we make the bar priya gofen before we make the havdolah. Ala mor velam sonim, kibay shama mknum set the brachas. Pigayel dvorim. Yeah. Fartim shal shalom, loshen shal shalos min shem mechabrun yachad, you put all together. In birachas ha-mozim, you put the Havdolah and the benching all together, you say both brachas on the same kais. Alma, what do we see? That Amrina and Shtei brachas are kais echad. You're allowed to make two different brachas, two different mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Birchas HaMozim and a mitzvah of Havdolah, or Birchas HaMozim are one kais. I it's a stiro. And the Gemara Parshat Ein Leshani. The less Layayin the Shnei kaises. He doesn't have two kaises, he doesn't have that much wine. So then for sure it's better to make both brachas on one kais or Yayin. We're talking about when a person does have two different kaises. So when you have two different kaises of wine, your badaf is supposed to use two different kaises to make each one a separate mitzvah, and not to do the mitzvahs both together, which is a bizli ha-mitzvah, you're making it look as if it's a masa, it's too hard to do the mitzvahs. Yeah. Right. What's going to be if Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos? Yom Tov comes out Mitzvah Shabbos. For Yom Tov Shechalias Achra Shabbos. The Yisle. His Avamina, we're talking about Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Which everybody knows you have a lot of wine in Pesach. So Mistama, you have a lot of cases of wine left over. So there's Yom Tov Shechal, forget, there's Yom Tov. Pesach by night, Rashbam learns you have to have Dalad cases. So everybody has a lot of kaises of wine. So we're talking about Pesach now comes out Mitzvah Shabbos. And you have to make Kiddush and Havdalah on this now. It's Pesach by night, but it's also Mitzvah Shabbos. So you have to do two brachas, Havdalah and Kiddush. The Yomar Rav says, what's to say that? How do we do it? We say Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. On the same kais, you make all these brachas on one kais. First you make a bar priya gofen, then you say Kiddush first, that's one mitzvah. Then you do the Nair, and then you do Avdolah, another mitzvah. So you see, you have minyan even Pesach by night, when a person has a lot of kaisos, still you're allowed to make two different mitzvahs on the same kais. So what's the teretz here? Here it's a theory, how we say. Amri, the teretz is, mi de lo yamazman, no. Since this brisa does not say, you also have to say Yeshech Yonu, it doesn't talk about the bracha of a zman, mechlal de bishvish of Pesach Askinim. We're not talking about the first day of Pesach, because on the first day of Pesach, you have to make a Shechiyonu b'shas Kiddush. Why didn't the Braisa mention a word about a Shechiyonu? Elamayis Mash Maklo, we're not talking about the first day of Yontif. Rather, we're talking about the seventh day of Yontif. So we're talking about Shri Shav Pesach Askinim, so I could tell you we're talking about where he doesn't have so much wine. On Shri Shav Pesach, maybe he doesn't have so much wine left over. So in the case when Shri Shav Pesach comes out on Mitzvoy Shabbos, if the person only has one case of wine left over, what should he do? He's allowed to do like this. Let him make the Kiddush and the Avdolam both on one case, but only because you don't have any other cases. But maybe if you would have two different cases, two, a lot of wine, you'd be mechuyev to make on two different cases, one Kiddush and one Avdolam. The more the choil, my the heavy lay, ochulay. He's all the wine he had, he drank up already maybe. Now it's the seventh day of Pesach, he has no more wine left over. Maybe that's why he's allowed to do on both on one case. But maybe for the Rumpt of Rishon, he would not be allowed to. For the Gemara, Velesle, all the wine he had, he already drank up. And on the Shri Yishav Pesach, he only has one case of wine left over. You're less a clear kasha from a clear brisa that talks about Yom Tov Rishon. The what? Well, Yom Tov Rishon, the Yisleh, on the first day of Pesach, everybody has a lot of wine in the house. The Yomer Abaye says like this. What's going to be if the first day of Pesach comes out, Lel Pesach comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos? That you have to make Kiddush now for Pesach, and you have to make Havdalah for Shabbos. How do you do it? So Abaye says, the Yisleh is like this. Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah. First you make a Bar Priya Gofen. Then you make Kiddush. Kiddush comes first. Then you make the Zman right away. So you see clearly we're talking about Yom Tov Rishon, the beginning of Pesach. You have to make a Shechiyonu. Then you make the Bracha on the Ner. Then you make the Avdolah. For Rava says no the opposite way. We pass it like Rava. That you make first Yayin. Then you make Kiddush. Then you say Ner. Then you say Avdolah. Then you say Zman. That Zman comes last. So the Machlokes Abayev Rava, when do you say the Shechiyonu? So they say the Shechiyonu right after Kiddush, because the Kiddush is for the Kedushas Yom Tov, so it has to make a Zman right away. And Rabbi says, no, the Zman always is not so important to make the B'shas Kiddush, because Zman is Shechiyonu, you could make even without a Kais. If you forgot to make the Shechiyonu at night, you're allowed to make Shechiyonu throughout the Yom Tov, even without a Kais. So the Shechiyonu does not have to be right after the Kais with the Kiddush, so therefore we'll make the Zman at the end. That's Rabbi Svarah. But I call upon him, but I call upon him, you're allowed to make on the same kais Havdol and Kiddush, even though Mistoma Pesach by night, everybody has a lot of wine in the house. So the kasha, and I was looking before we're saying that you're not allowed to bench and make Kiddush on the same kais. And there we see you're allowed to make Kiddush and Havdol on the same kais. So Mertz is like this. Ela, I tell you, Havdolah v'Kiddush Chodemilsi. To make Havdolah and Kiddush, that's like one brochum. They have shaykhs one to the other. Kiddush is you be mekadesh the new day, and Avdolah is you saying goodbye to the old day. So it has to do with the two kedushas. There's a kedushas of Shabbos and kedushas Yom Tov. So both have inyan one with the other. Ma'ashenken birchas hamazon v'kiddush shrei milu'ninu. The sugi before is talking about when you want a bench birchas hamazon. That has nothing to do with kiddush. Benching is a bracha by itself. You finish eating, you have to bench. That has nothing to do with kiddush. Kiddush is now at the beginning of Shabbos. As Kedushas Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. So there we say, since they're two separate mitzvahs, then the klal is, Eino, it's a mitzvah, chavilus, chavilus. You're not allowed to make the two brachas on one kais. You have to have a special kais for benching, and a special kais for Kiddush. Mashenken here, Kiddush and Avdolah have to do one with the other. So here we hold, you're allowed to make Kiddush and Avdolah on the same kais. Even though you'll have a lot of wine, you're not mechuyev to make two separate brachas. Let's see Rashi. The Yisleh Yekoma Rav Yaknaz Rashal Dabi Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach Shechal Yisach HaShavet Askinim. The Yisleh Koises Harbe, a person has a lot of koises. It's not Liel. After the one is Shavi Yisol Yitzchusula in the Arba Koises. No matter how poor you are, you have to have at least four koises. The Yom Rav says, what's the Seidam? Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdolah Alma Kiddush Avdolah Kois Echot Motsi Yom. And then, or Mishani Midlo Yom Rav Yaknaz didn't say Zman. So much we're talking about Shri Shal Pesach. And the Moriah says, no, we're talking about clearly when you do have to say a Zman, even Yom Tov Rishon. Sam de Gemara, Kedusha v'Avdolah Chodemilsi, that's Rashbam. Tavayo Mishom Kedushas Yomim Toivim Ninu. both come because of the special kedusha of Yom Tov. Uvavdol atzmo umaskir kedushas Yom Tov, the mavdol ben kodesh lekodesh mevorach. When you're making kiddush, when you're making avdolah, mitzvah Shabbos, which is a Yom Tov, you don't say a mavdol ben kodesh lekodesh, you don't say ben kodesh lekoyom, you say a mavdol ben kodesh lekodesh. So you're mentioning both kedushas. So by avdolah, you're mentioning kedushas Shabbos and kedushas Yom Tov, and kiddush is kedushas Yom Tov. So since both of them have to do with one and the other, therefore it's not called Asiyas Mitzvot Chavilus Chavilus, but rather it looks like one big mitzvah, therefore you'll have to make both brachas on one kite. It's only when it looks like two separate mitzvahs, then you can't do two separate mitzvahs on one kite. That's Mavaz of the mitzvah, it looks like you're doing it, but it's Teres Amasli. It's too hard for you to do. Tamar Gufa. What's the Alochom? Yom Tir Shechal Lias Achra Shabbos. Is Rav Oma, Rav says, what's the Eitzah? Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdolah. Ushmul Oma, Shmul says, no. Yayin, Ner Havdolah, Kiddush. So this is one Machlekes. Tomorrow's going to bring down a lot of different Machlekes in. What do you do when a Yom Tov comes out of Mitzvah Shabbos? So Rav says the Svar is, first make Kiddush, and then make Havdolah. Shmul holds, no. First make Havdolah, and then you make Kiddush. What's the Svar of the Rashbam? Gufa. Yom Tov Shechal Yisach V'Shabbos. You have to do two things, Kiddush and Avdolah. O Mashram, Shilohoye Yom Tiv Lohoye Cholkin Amorim. If there wouldn't be a Yom Tiv involved, a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, everybody knows what you do. Elakula Yama Moida, Yayin Morv Avdolah. Avad, you have to make Yayin, Morv Yagofin, then you make Morv Yresh, then you make Avdolah. About Pesamim, we'll soon see why we're not talking about Pesamim. At the bottom, the Rashbam speaks out, next to the last line, O Mashay Noistin Amoroyim similar Pesamim, why don't these Amoroyim talk about when you make the Pesamim? We're talking about now Mitzvah Shabbos, it is a Yom Tov. So since today is a Yom Tov, you don't have to make the Pesamim. Why? Because Gam B'Yom Tov Yeshonim Neshom Yisera Ki B'Shabbos. The old reason why we take the Pesamim Mitzvah Shabbos is because we're losing our Neshom Yisera, so to make the Neshom feel good, you take some Pesamim. But since this Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tov, on Yom Tov you have Neshom Yisera anyway, so you don't have to have the Pesamim on the Mitzvah Shabbos, which is a Yom Tov. That's why we don't talk about the Sunday. But what's the say here? So Dr. Gemara, Rashbam, Rav Oma Yain Kiddush Ner Avdolah. Svirulei Kedusha Sayyem Adifa Mi Avdolah. Rav Shitter is, that's what we do Lamaisa, we have to make Kiddush first. We all Kedusha Sayyem is more important than the Avdolah. That's one story. Nami. Another story is, Tichim Avdol Bereshah, if you make Avdolah first, Mechsa Devolei Kedusha Sayyem Kemasi. It makes it look like Kiddush, like the new Yom Tov is a big burden upon you. So think of therefore, Yayin Kaidl Mekiddush. First you have to make the Brocha Baruch Yagofen to Beisilum to Todesh and to Todesh Kaidim. That's Beisilum Svarim, that since the Baruch Yagofen is a Brocha that comes much more often, you have to make that Brocha first. The Yachara Kiddush Ner. After you make Kiddush, then you make the Ner of Avdolom. Kisham Mitzvah Shabbosis. Shaner Kaidl Avdolom. Like every other regular Avdolom, that first you make the Brocha on Ner, then you make the Brocha on Avdolom. So that's Rav Svarim. Kiddush has to come first. Shmuel Amar no. First comes Avdolah. So Shmuel says, Yayin Ner Avdolah Kiddush. Shmuel Svirulei Avdolah Koidim. First you have to make Avdolah. Le Kiddush. Kedaforish Tarmel Lekameh, the Gemara will soon explain what Shmuel Svara. It's a Moshul. That Moshul that Yeshua Bechanani, he also holds this Svara. That he holds, Lomra Davadoyma, Lemelech Sheyotza. If you have a king leaving your house, the Apachsach Nichter, and then a general comes inside. Somebody not so important like the king. So who do you take care of first? Is first Melavin Es HaMelech HaShabbos. First thing is you Melavin the Melech. When the king leaves the house, you be Melavin first. Here also, when Shabbos leaves, first thing you have to do is make Havdolah L'Kovet Shabbos. Lavdil. V'yachakach Yoytzen Likras HaFachsus. Then you go to meet the general that came in, the next command, Likras Yom Tov. Then you go make Kiddush L'Kovet Yom Tov L'Kachshoy. That's Shmuel Svarim. The Amisa the Shmuel, Amisa the Shmuel, Amar Lo, Dead Yid the Brachot Yishalmi. Then that's Shmuel Svara. Therefore Shmuel says, first make the Yayin, that's the Brachot that's taught you, then make Ner like a regular Abdullah, then make Abdullah, and then you first go make Kiddush. That's Shmuel Svara. I, what about Psamin? On a Maisoi Shabbos, which is a Yom Tov, you don't need Psamin. So far we have two Shittas, Rav and Shmuel. Fight them. For Rav Amar, Rav says, Yayin, Havdullah, Ner, Kiddush. Rabba holds also, you have to make Havdolah first, he holds like Shmuel, but he just holds, don't make Ner, then Havdolah, but first make Havdolah, then make Ner. Such Rashbam, Rabba, Yayin, Havdolah, Ner, Kiddush, Svirulei, Kirav, the Meshavim or Ben Kiddush Lavdolim. The Mar goes Ben Kiddush Lavdolim. Sheinochin Beinav Sharaba Lismay Chavdol Kiddush. It's not nice to make Chavdol right next to Kiddush. To Zem Machish Koychoshel Zea Kiddush Oysa Kiddush. The Avdol Oysa Kiddush. Kal. Was real like a Shmuel. The Avdol Koydim Kiddush. Does Rabba really holds like Shmuel? That Havdalah has to come before Kiddush. But it just holds you can't make a regular Havdalah of Yayin near Havdalah than Kiddush, because then the Havdalah and the Kiddush will be one next to another. That's not nice. It's not nice to make right after Havdalah Kiddush, because one is face to the other. Therefore he holds, put near in between. So first make Yayin, that's the bracha Todir, Havdalah, then near, only this night you make near, then Kiddush. Right. V'levi Yomar, Kiddush, near Yayin Havdalah. He holds no. First, you have to make kiddush. He holds like Rav Svarim. That first you make kiddush, but still he says put the ner afterwards, then the yain, then avdolah. What's his svarim? The Rambam says kiddush ner yain avdolah. Svir lei the kiddush kaidim avdolah. Kirav. You have to make kiddush first. V'lo mein roitz lei me yain v'resh. Why don't you make a burr pig offering first? If Hashem came in a nearer shemav de lala yain. If you're gonna make burr pig offering first and then you make kiddush. When you make Havdalah later, it doesn't look like the Yayin goes on the Havdalah also. Since the Havdalah comes all the way later, after the Birchas HaYayin. Havdalah could only be done on Yayin. Abba Kiddush, even more than Kiddush. Because Kiddush, afilu ala pas, yuch lakadik lakamon. Hilkach, therefore, yod, Kiddush Bresha. First you have to make Kiddush, that's more choshev. For Hoda, then you make more. Lefi shonu reitzim lismach Yayin Havdalah. We want to make the Baruch Pirei Gofen as close as possible to the Avdolah. Is our Korchel Lipsayv Tiyev Kishar Kol Metzvei Shemoses. V'aydeloi Maktim Yayin Maktim Or Kishar Metzvei Shemoses Shem Kein Voynir Ala Kiddush Vula Al Avdolah. Because if you make the Yayin too close to the Kiddush, it'll be mashma the Yayin is only for the Kiddush and not for the Avdolah. Therefore, Levi Svar is first make Kiddush, then make the Nair, and make the Yayin as close as possible to the Avdolah. For Rabbanan Army, the Rabbanan say no. Kiddush Yayin near Havdolah. His day old also what? You have to make Kiddush first, like Rav Svarim. And they also all know that the Yayin has to be in between the Kiddush and Havdolah. But it doesn't have to be before the, after the Nair, it could be before the Nair. Rashi, Rashbam, Sviro Lake Rav, the Kiddush Kreitim Havdolah. Vretzanam Lishriyan Havdolah. And don't make Yayin first, because he wants better the Brichas Yayin to be next to the Havdolah. Tvei Mi Kiddush. He'll got Kiddush first, Bresham. Vodah Kosei the Havdolah. Then he says, make a regular Havdolah. You don't have to first make Nair, then Yayin. He's masking, make the Yayin first, then the Nair, then the Avdolah. Make a regular Avdolah. But since you're making the Yayin after the Kiddush, it's noticeable clearly that this Yayin is also for the Avdolah. That's also good. Ma breder avnoi yomar, Nair, make first, then Kiddush, then Yayin, then Avdolah. Because he also holds Kiddush comes first, but he holds it's not nice to put the Nair in between the Kiddush and the Avdolah. But rather let the Birchas HaYayin be in between the Kiddush and the Avdolah. Because the Yayin is coming for both. The Yayin is coming for the Kiddush, it's coming for the Avdolah. So therefore, first take care of your Nair. Do that first. Then make Kiddush, because Kiddush comes first. Then in between the Kiddush and the Avdolah, that's where the Yayin goes. Mar Soma Mishmed Yeshua. Nair, Yayin, Havdolah, Kiddush. He doesn't know what. You have to do Havdolah first, then Kiddush. But in Tristan's, he says Nair comes first. Not the Yayin first. First make the Nair. So Shbam says, why is this? Nair, Kiddush, Yayin, Avdolah. Kiddush, Koidim. First you have to make... Let's go on for the first sheet. Okay, that was Rashbam's Girsa. Oh, yeah. Nair, Avdolah. Yeah, Kiddush, Koidim, Avdolah. Oh, that's not this Girsa. That's the Girsa before.
All right, we'll start over again. Mr. Shem, on the next tape, on this last daf. This last Gemara. This last different sheetis. All right, now we'll go to explain a little bit more while we just got finished learning. Yeah, now we spoke out on Kufbeis Amar Aleph that the Tosis speaks out that the Brisa says V'yokru Aglayim Lelech LaBeit HaKnesses, that in the middle of eating, in the middle of the Suda, they went to Davin Mincha, and when they came back, they did not have to make another Bracha. So Tosis speaks out, the question is, when they went to Davin, why don't we say Tefillah is called like a Hefsik? Because since while you're davening, you're not allowed to eat. And just like the Gemara says in Chulin, that when you come to bench, after benching, you have to make another bracha, Baruch Pirei Gofen, Because when you're bracha, when you're benching, when you're making brachas hamazon, you can't drink. So Tosis said there's a chilik, and Tosis learned it's only by brachas hamazon. Because when you bench, that's called the silik. You're like finished, you're not thinking of eating anymore. Therefore, you have to make another bracha bar pregofen. Mashenken over here, since you are in the middle of the meal, even though right now while you are davening, you can't drink, but so what? Since you do not finish eating yet, there's no silik yet, you do not have to make another bracha. Now the Beis Yosef in Siman Kufayin Ches wants to say that according to the Rif Shito, and that's where we hold the Maisa, that when we have the Dalad Kaisas Pesach by night, we make a new Borer Priyagofen on each Kais. On the first Kais, it's Kiddush Pshita, we make a Borer Priyagofen. Then on the second Kais, also right before we drink it, we also make a Borer Priyagofen, and the third Kais and the fourth Kais. Before we drink each one of the Dalad Kaisas, we make a second, we make another Borer Priyagofen. Is the question why? So the Beis Yosef learns the pshat is that since we have the Haggadah in between one and the other, we have to have an Amira, so the Amira in between one Kais and the other Kais, that's like a Hefsik. And since while you're talking, saying the Haggadah, you can't be drinking wine, therefore you have to make another Bracha. That's the way the Beis Yosef learns pshat in the Rif. So according to the Beis Yosef, it should be here also, that when you go to Davin, Tefillah in the middle of eating, that should be a hefsek that you should have to make another bracha rishayna. Now the Drisha wants to answer that really we hold, like Taisa says here, that just on the fact that you can't eat while you're davening doesn't make a difference. Since you are not Nesir Tash, you do not give up your mind, you still have das of eating, you do not have to make another bracha. There's only a svara birchas hamosim when you finish eating and you bench, that is considered like you're giving up, you do not have in mind to eat anymore. Therefore, you have to make a second bracha. And he wants to say the reason why we hold the Dalad Kaisis, a Pesach by night, you have to make a special bracha, a Bar Pregofen on each one. It's not the Pshat because, like the Gemara in Chulin, because you can't say the Haggadah and drink at the same time. But rather, the svar is that each Kais is a special mitzvah by itself. The Mashu we hold, there's Dalad Kaisis, there's a special mitzvah. Each Kais is called a mitzvah by itself. Therefore, we make a special bracha, bar pregofen, on each mitzvah separately. But if it wouldn't be for that svar on the mashabai over here in our case, where you're in the middle of the meal, and now you go to daven, even though while you're davening you can't eat or you can't drink, so what? But since you have in mind to continue eating, you did not finish eating yet, it's all considered one big achila, and you do not have to make a second bracha. Whereas the dalad kaisai, since we hold each one as a special mitzvah by itself, the fact that each one has its own mitzvah, That's what makes us make our own bracha on each one. Now, what we spoke out at the end of Kuf Beis and Mabez, that the Shalat talk about when the Moitzoyi Shabbos comes out on Yom Tif, so the Shalat, how do you make the Abdullah? So the Rashbam asked the question, why doesn't anybody talk about making the Bari Minei B'samim? So the Rashbam says, because on Yom Tif, you also have the Neshama Yisera. If you do not have to smell the B'samim on the Moitzoyi Shabbos, that comes out on Yom Tov. Tosfos argues on this, and Tosfos says, so Tosfos says, if that's the case, for kosher, yim kain, for moitzoy Yom Tov, amay lo tiknat kinu b'samim. If you say Yom Tov has neshom yisera, so the question is, on moitzoy Yom Tov, when we make Havdolam, we should also have to use b'samim then, because that's when the neshom yisera goes away. So therefore Tosfos says, lokach mira, Tosfos says, to be Yom Tov, lek in the Shom Yisera. Tais holds no, in the regular Yom Tov, there's no Yisham in the Seira. So then the question is, when Moitzoy Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov, but since there's no Nishom Yisera on Yom Tov, so the Shom Yisera of Shabbos goes away, why don't you have to make a psalmim then? So Tais answers, V'ocharein maske b'samim yishom desimchas Yom Tov, v'yachilu shtiyah moyel k'may b'samim. That they were very happy on Yom Tov and were eating and drinking, that takes the place of psalmim. This place like this pshat very good. I once heard over from the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, they say over from Rav Kotler Zatzal, they say that the answer to Rashbam Shita, again, that Tosfos kash on the Rashbam is that if you learn on a regular Yom Tov, you also have a Neshama Yisera, that's why on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is a Yom Tov, you do not have to make Havdalah, you do not have to say the Psalmim, so why on Mitzvah Yom Tov don't you have to make Psalmim, the Chura you lose, the Neshama Yisera of Yom Tov after Yom Tov. Why don't you have to make a psalmim for the Neshama Yisera of Yom Tov? We want to answer the pshat is that the Neshama Yisrael of Yom Tov never goes away. That Yisrael is Yom Tov is a special Zman Simcha. Lamashu there's a Pesach, and Lamashu the Simcha of Yom Tov Pesach that we receive on Pesach with the Master Mechagecho is supposed to last us Mamish until Shavuos. And the Simcha we get on Shavuos is supposed to last us Mamish until Sukkis. In other words, the whole year we are living from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. Therefore, the Neshama Yisrael we want to learn never really goes away. The Neshama Yisrael means the special Ashpo, something special we received from Yom Tov. And what we receive from Yom Tov, that doesn't go away. That is supposed to remain from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. Therefore, the Pshat is the special Ashpo, the special Neshama Yisrael of Yom Tov that we received, that taka does not go away after Yom Tov. That stays with us. And we're supposed to live with the Ashpo we got on Yom Tov for the rest of the year. Therefore, we do not have to make him samim on a mitzvah Yom Tov. Now, another shalom there is on the Gemara, that the Gemara just gets finished saying the brought a raya for Tanya Nichnas Lebeisoy the mitzvah Shabbos. If somebody comes home after davening Marv on mitzvah Shabbos and he has to make Havdollah, is Mavorach al Yarin we had, the al Hamor, the al Absamim, the Yachakach Oimer Havdollah al Akais. Then the Brisa said, V'yemein lo yel Akais Echad, when he came home. Pashut means you came home from Davni Marav, and now you realize you only have one kais of yayin left in the house, and what you want to do is you want to go make Havdolah, and then you pashut, you want to eat the Malava Malka, you want to eat again at night, and let this man the Yom holds that when you bench, you have to bench ala kais, you have to have yayin, and you realize now you only have one kais left. So what should you do? So Brisa says, Menicha liachar hamozen, you're allowed to, first, like when you come home from Shul, after Marav, after Mitzoy Shabbos, you do not have to make Havdalah first, but rather leave this one case you have and first wash and have Yesuda, and then when it comes time to bench, make all the brachas after you bench on this one case. So what do you see? That your ladder at the end, after you guys finish eating, you can make the Birchas Hamazon, and then you can make Havdalah on one case. This was the question in the Gemara. How could you make like two brachas, two mitzvahs on one case? We had the klal ein oisim mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. The teretz was ein loishani, that if you do not have a second kais, that's different. Then you are allowed to make the two brachas on one kais. But a core point of the question is that Taisus asks here is how are you allowed to eat before you make havdalah? We know there's aloch and mitzvah Shabbos that you're not allowed to eat anything until you first make havdalah ala kais. Even though you made havdalah in shul by davening, that havdalah in davening in tefillah is only matzah to do malacha. Hashem came to eat, you are not allowed to eat on Mitzvah Shabbos until you make Havdol ala Kais. And look over here, the Gemara is saying, first it's mashma, you're coming home from Shul. It says a lashon here from Hanichnas Lebeitza be Mitzvah Shabbos. First it's mashma, you're coming home from Shul after you daven Marv. Now it says you're allowed to first sit down to eat, have your meal, and then you first make Havdolah. Look where the question is, you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdolah. So Tesis and Divri Yamaskel, Menichol Yachar Mozni, asked this question. He says, Hikshe Rav Nissen, Eich Yoichal Koidim Havdolah. How are you allowed to eat before Havdolah? For Amri LeKamon, we'll learn later, that also Liyodom Shiyitam Klum Koidim Shiyavdol. Not only are you not allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to even be toim, even taste anything. There's a new Chumr de Kalocha that Lamosha before Kiddush, or else before Havdolah, you're not allowed to even taste anything, even Tim alone. Koidim Shiyavdol. So Zoy, the question is, how here can you eat Yisuda before you make Havdolah? So first, Terez wants to be Madcha, but Terez, Dohoche Marri Kishochem Aboyd Yoim. I tell you, we're talking about here, he was Marich in his Shalashudis. He started the Suda on Shabbos. Achech HaShecholoy. And it went, Kiseida, the Shalashudis went on until it became night. V'yaf agav de masikin l'avdolah l'shmuel, even though you're supposed to stop the middle of the meal and make Havdolah, and kol shchem Rabbi Yehuda. So you could say, what it means here is that you have to be mafsik, you have to stop your suda now, bench right now, and make Havdalah on the same case. That's one terrace the way you could be matcha. In other words, not that you're starting to eat now after you come home from shul, but rather you are continuing, you are eating your shalashudis, and now it became nighttime. So now the law is you're supposed to stop eating now and make Havdalah and bench on the same case. But Tosfos asks on this, the kosher, the loshen hanichnas lebeisoy mashma shleihis cholechem avayim. The Lashon that is first coming into his house is Mashma, he did not start to eat yet. No, after he comes home from davening Marav on Mitzvah Shabbos, now he first wants it. The moral later brings a riot from this brisa that even if somebody did eat after he davened Marav, still he's still allowed to make Avdolah. So you see clearly we're talking about that he ate before he made Avdolah, even after the Suda that started after Mitzvah Shabbos. So therefore Tais answers Eliyashlema Devadai. True. If for no reason you're not allowed to eat or even taste anything before you make Avdolah. Hey, so Mitzvah Shabbos, when you come home, the first thing you're supposed to do is to make Avdolah before you sit down to eat anything. Avul's a Taisus. Kishen Layela Kais Echad. Here is a modern case where the person only has one kais, one cup of wine left over. Now we say Mutta Lechol, the person is allowed to eat now before, let him eat his Suda before he makes Avdolah. Kaidim Avdolah. Like this sheet holds that by benching you're always supposed to bench ala kois. So therefore in this case we won't be able to, if you make Havdalah now first, you won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of benching ala kois, making birchas hamazon ala kois. Therefore Tosis says this price holds is better off to eat your meal before you make Havdalah, today that at the end when you bench you'll be able to do both brachas on the same kois. You do the birchas hamazon and you do the Havdalah on the same kois. So what comes out from Taisus is that if you do not have a kais to bench on later, it's kedai, you are allowed to eat now before Havdalah, and bench and make the Havdalah after you guys finish your Suda. Now this is a tremendous chiddush, that even though there's an isser, mamish, not even to be toyim, not even to taste anything, before you make Havdalah, and we'll soon see what the reason is, even though usually, like before you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to eat. That you're not supposed to eat, but team is not brought down that it's osser. The reason why here it's brought down that before Kiddush on Shabbos, or before you make Havdalah, you're not supposed to eat anything. So Mefarshim say is because the Pshat is here, the mitzvah, the zman of the mitzvah comes right away. Like right at the beginning of Shabbos, that's the zman when to make Kiddush. So therefore Chazal did not want you to eat anything before you do this mitzvah of making Kiddush. Who are then by Havdalah? Since the zman Havdalah is right after Shabbos, as soon as you get finished davening Marav after you made Ois Shabbos, there's a mitzvah right away to go make Havdalah. So therefore the Chum here did not want you to eat anything before you make this Havdalah. It's different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs is not a zman when you have to do it right away. Like you do the mitzvah throughout the whole day, or you can do the mitzvah even day and night. True, there's an inyan of Zeriza, Makdimul, the mitzvah to do the mitzvah right away. But that's not an Iker Halacha and the Iker mitzvah itself. Usually the mitzvah is you can do it any time throughout the day. Mashenkin here by Kiddush and Havdalah, the mitzvah itself tells us that we're supposed to be Mekadosh Shabbos right at the beginning of Shabbos, and no one Havdalah is to be Mekadosh Shabbos right after Shabbos left. Like to be Malava, to say goodbye to Shabbos, he's supposed to make the Havdalah. Therefore, here, since there's a Zman, when to do the mitzvah right away, Chachomim did not want you to eat before you do this mitzvah. And not only not to eat, but not even to be toyim, not even to take a glass of water, you're not supposed to do before you make either Kiddush, or else before you make Havdalah or Mitzvah Shabbos. But here Tosis is saying a chiddush though. But the man the yomer that says you have to bench ala kais, it's kedai to eat before you make Havdalah, in order that when you bench, you'll be able to use the kais. Now the Morgan of Rome in Hilchas Kiddush says that by kiddush we would not hold such a locha like this. And the Morgan of Rome in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkot Hay brings down and he says that the afilu ein lo yela kais echot. Let's say somebody comes home, Friday night, and he knows he only has one kais to make Kiddush. He doesn't have, would not have another kais to use for benching at the end of the meal. So what should the person do? So the person now, Friday night, first eat his meal, and then at the end of the meal, when he wants to go to bench, he'll take this one kais, and he'll make both brachas, he'll make Kiddush on the kais, and he'll bench on the kais. The chur, the same way the same kais it says here, by Havdalah, it's kedai to do that, that first you should have your meal, and then bench and make Havdalah on the same kais. So maybe do the same thing by Kiddush. If somebody comes home Friday night and does not have, only has one kais of yayin, maybe it's kedai to first have the Suda, and then you'll bench and make Kiddush on the kais. So the Magen Avraham says no. The afilu ein lo yela kais echad, the halacha is yikadish olav. First you should make Kiddush right now. The yivorech b'loy kais. And later when you go to bench, you should bench without a kais. V'lo yoychal kodim, and you should not eat at all before you make Kiddush. So he speaks out the Morgan of Rome. But this halacha does not apply to Havdalah. In other words, by Hilchas Havdalah, we paskin the way Tosis says here. According to the man Diyama, that holds you only supposed to bench on a kais, by Havdalah you have the right to first eat your suda, first eat the Mlava Malka, and then at the end of the meal, you'll have the one kais to bench and to make Havdalah. Lamaisa, we don't do like that because we're not so makpil upon the loch of benching ala kais. We're not so makpil according to that man Diyama. But according to that sheet that you're supposed to bench ala kais, the din would have been by Havdalah that you would be allowed to eat first and then bench and make Havdalah on the kais. But the Morgan of Rome is saying, by Hilchas Kiddush is not that way. Kiddush for sure, you have to make Kiddush first before you go to have your meal. Even though it will mean you will not be able to bench ala kais. So the Chura, what is the chiluk between Kiddush and Havdalah? The Chura, both in Yonim are an Indian of being Mekadish to Shabbos. So partially you could learn, first of all, that Kiddush, like some Shittis, is Midiraisa, and Havdalah is only Midirabonin. There is Kiddush is a special chayv that as soon as the Shabbos begins, there's an Indian to make Kiddushas a Shabbos to be Mekadish to Shabbos. Make Kiddush be Mekadish Shabbos. Like we say, Zochras Yom HaShabbos, Zochreya Walayayin. You're supposed to remember Shabbos Layayin. That Indian is to do right away at the beginning of Shabbos, that's called Kavod HaShabbos. And the Mela, like we had before, Svara, the whole Sudas HaShabbos should come really after you make Kiddush, like Rashbam said before. That the whole Sudas should be coming Liyukurah the Shabbat. That's why really, Mikra Adin, when you make Kiddush, you should not have any food or the table should not even be in front of you. First you come home and make Kiddush. And then later first you should bring in the table in front of you. Because the table, the eating should be also Yikruah of the Shabbos for Kavod Shabbos. So how does it become Kavod Shabbos? Only first you make Kiddush and then you bring in the food. Well, we spoke out places already before. But as man is there that our tables are very big, there's a big tircha to bring in the iftar. You're allowed to bring in the table first, the way we do, we make Kiddush on the table. But that's one of the reasons why we cover up the challah, that it should be considered. Like the challah is not on the table now, b'shas we are making Kiddush. And first later, after Kiddush, we uncover the challah. So it's considered the whole lechem, the whole sud is coming with Chabad Shabbos. Therefore, at the beginning of Shabbos, Kiddush, for sure, first you have to make Kiddush, and then you could first eat the meal. You would not be able to be same as to make benching later on the kais later, and to eat the meal first. By Shenkin, by Havdalah, Havdalah the pshat is that there's no Indian to make Havdalah like and then bring a suda to cover Havdalah. In other words, Havdalah is time at the end of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah like to be malava the Shabbos. That's that we say you're not supposed to eat before you malava the Shabbos, before you make Havdalah. That's because true. There is a zaman to make the Havdalah right after Shabbos. You should do it as close as possible to after Shabbos make Havdalah. Therefore, before you make Havdalah, Chacham does not want you to eat anything. Today, that the first thing you should do is to make Havdalah. But the suda you have afterwards, though, the Mlava Malka, that is not real in Ikra din to say as be Mlava the Shabbos, like it's a din in Shabbos to have that suda. That's standard the Indian to have Mlava Malka, but it's not the same type of the Indian, the Alocha of suda on Shabbos. By Shabbos, the Indian is the suda should come to cover the Shabbos. So we say first you have to have Kiddush, and then the suda comes to cover the Shabbos. Therefore, for sure, first you have to make Kiddush and then have the meal. By Shenkin, by Havdalah, you really could make Havdalah later. Really, even though you eat the meal right now, there's no Indian the meal has to be eaten after Havdalah. It's only Stam, the Rachachom, and do not want you to eat before Havdalah. Therefore, we say when you have this special case, that you only have one kos of wine, and if you'll make Havdalah now, later when you bench, you won't be able to make Birchas Amos Nala Kais. According to the Manda Yoma that says you have to always bench Ala Kais, it's Kedai to make Havdalah a little bit later. Even though you're eating before, like, but there's no din that the Suda has to be later after Havdalah, like for the Kavod HaShabbos. It's only Aloch, you're not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah. But in this case, you're doing it not because you want to eat before Havdalah, but because you want to have a Kais left over in order to make Havdalah, in order to be able to bench on the Kais also. So there, Tosfos says the Svara, that's enough to say to eat the Suda first before Havdalah, and then after Havdalah, if you bench, then you'll be able to make the Birchas Hamazon and the Havdalah on the same Kais. Now, the bottom Tosfos on the Amid talks about that Rav holds a Svara again, the bottom Gemara was, that if we have a Yomtif that comes out on Mitzvoy Shabbos, so the question is, you have to make Kiddush and Havdalah, how is the Seder? Which Brachas do you make first? So Rav and Shmuel, they're both Moedi that Yayin comes first. You always make the Bor Pri Hagafen first. Rav holds, then you should make Kiddush, then make Havdalah. And Shmuel says, no, first make Havdalah and then make Kiddush. But everybody holds the Birchas HaYayin comes first. And really, that's a svar we have in the Gemara in Brachas, that Beis Hillel says a svaram that Todah is Shein Todah Todah Kaidim. Since Birchas HaYayin is more Todah than these Brachas, it comes much more often. Therefore, you're supposed to make Yayin first. Now, Tosfos asked the question, how come when we bench, if we do use a kais, everybody knows you first make the Bar Priya Gofen after benching? Because first we make the Birchas HaMozen, and then we make the Bracha Bar Priya Gofen. How come benching is different? Why the benching, don't we also say? Since we're making the benching on this kais, let's first make the Bar Priya Gofen, and then we'll go make the Birchas HaMozen. Just like we do by Kiddush and by Avdolah. First we make a Bar Priya Gofen, and then we make the Brachas. By Sheva Brachas, by Chasna, first we make the Bar Priya Gofen always, and then you make the Bracha. How come the only time it's not that way is by Birchas HaMozen? By benching, when we do use a kais, the locker is first we bench, we say the Birchas HaMozen, and then afterwards first we make the Birchas HaYayin. So Tosfos answers Poshid that the aside from Birchas HaMozen benching, that's called a Hefsik. That's called like you are now finishing eating. Everything what you did until now comes to an end. You are finished, and now you are giving a bracha. You are like thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food you ate. Therefore, if you would make first a Bar Priya Gofen, and then you would go to bench, the Chura, the benching, the Birchas HaMozen, the Biya Hefsid, would stop that bracha, would not let that bracha be chal. Because the whole Indian of benching, of saying Birchas HaMozen is, a bracha achroiner is, after you finish eating, you like finished, and now you are thanking Hashem for what you, the enjoyment you had. So once you thank Hashem for the enjoyment you already had, if you would want to drink the wine over again now, you would have to make a new bracha. Therefore, by Birchas HaMozen, we cannot make first a Bar Priya Gofen and then bench. Therefore, by Birchas HaMozen is the only time that first we have to make the Birchas HaMozen, and afterwards, then we make the Bar Priya Gofen. It's like a true. It's considered now like we're starting over again to drink the wine. Now, the wine we drank in the middle of the meal, or else everything we got finished eating, it's ended already. We thanked Hashem for it. And now, since we made the Birchas HaMozen ala kais, now when you want to go drink the kais, that's why here there's an Indian to make a Bar Priya Gofen on the kais of Birchas HaMozen after we benched. Alright, we'll stop here. You heard me on Daf Kuf Gimel. Just thought, let's go again. Gufo, Yom Tev Shechal Liyas Achra Shabbos. When Yom Tev comes out on Metzoy Shabbos, is Rav Omer, Rav says, when you call to make, you have to make Kiddush and Havdolah. So how do you make it? So Rav says, you say Yayin first, then Kiddush, then you make Ner, then Havdolah. His Rav holds first you have to make Kiddush, because that's more Kiddush, and then you make Havdolah for the saying goodbye to Shabbos. Who Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says no. First you make Yayin, Ner, Havdolah. Shmuel holds first you have to make Havdolah, and then you make Kiddush. We'll soon see the Svar in the Gemara why.